बहुत इम्पॉर्टेंट है कि वो चीज़ ठीक ठाक हो ताकि ज़रूरत पड़ने पे आपकी फैमिली के काम आए।
प्रदीप जी का फोन नंबर अगेन 416-894-5872 सन लाइफ फाइनेंशियल के साथ मुंसरिफ जनाब प्रदीप जी, एंड इनसे कांटेक्ट करें, आप फ़ोन कर लें। फ़ोन नंबर अगेन 416-894-5872। प्रदीप जी एज यूजुअल थैंक यू सो मच, और आपकी पसंदीदा गीत एक, जैसे हम आपकी फरमाइश हर मंडे को आपकी एक फरमाइश लगाते हैं, हम आज आपकी जो फरमाइश है वो तलत महमूद जी की आवाज़ में, ये हवा ये रात ये चांदनी।
क्या बात है मजीद भाई, थैंक यू वेरी मच। फिर इंशाल्लाह अगले महीने मंडे को मुलाकात होती है, और तब तक ये गाना मैं चाहता हूँ कि पब्लिक एंजॉय करे, मैं खुद भी इस गाने को एंजॉय करना चाहता
हूँ। बहुत शुक्रिया साहब,
ओके जी, बाय बाय।
ये हवा ये रात ये चांदनी, तेरी एक अदा बेनसार है। ये हवा ये रात ये चांदनी, तेरी एक अदा बेनसार है। मुझे क्यों न हो तेरी यार, तेरी जुस्तजू में बहार है। ये हवा ये रात ये चांदनी,
करना मुश्किल है, सो प्रिंटर की प्रॉब्लम से इसे और मुश्किल क्यों बनाएं? फास्टर और स्मार्टर प्रिंट करें अपने नए HP OfficeJet Pro प्रिंटर के साथ, और सब्सक्राइब करें HP Instant Ink, Canada's only ink subscription service, जो इंक आपके घर पहुंचाए खत्म होने से पहले। आज ही खरीदें न्यू HP OfficeJet Pro प्रिंटर और सब्सक्राइब करें HP Instant Ink स्टार्टिंग एट $399 a month। विजिट hp.ca या अपने नजदीकी HP रिटेलर।
जी साहब कराम और नाज़रीन कराम, मैं टीवी वालों से एंड फेसबुक वालों से जो हमें वॉच कर रहे हैं, भाई बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया आपका वॉच करने का। 4 से 6 बजे तक आप हमें वॉच करते हैं, भाई आप लोगों से मैं इजाज़त चाहूँगा भी और इजाज़त कि भाई आप लोगों ने हमें वॉच किया हमारे ई आवाज़ टीवी पर और फेसबुक पर। कमर्शल्स तो चलने हैं, मैंने आके कमर्शल लगा दिए थे, मगर कमर्शल से पहले मुझे 6 बजे आपसे इजाज़त चाहिए थी, 6:04, 6:05 हो गए साहब। तो पहले इजाज़त आप लोगों से, रेडियो पे हम आपके साथ रहेंगे 9 बजे तक, 770 AM 6475571017 पर। अभी थोड़ी देर बाद हम आपकी कॉल्स भी लेंगे और 4166201778 पर। फिलहाल टीवी वालों एंड फेसबुक वालों, भाई आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया, अल्लाह हाफिज़ आपसे। समाग फरमाइए कुछ स्पॉन्सर्स के पैगाम, प्रोग्राम में वापस आएंगे।
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है, क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने। उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी, कस्टडी किस नूं मिलेगी, ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे।
SNS लॉयर्स को इन्हां सारे सवालां दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है। अपने हक जानने लई या सलाह लैण लई अज ही SNS लॉयर्स नूं कॉल करो 416-655-2000।
Canada, be ready to witness this November 2019, Pakistan's biggest rock band returns to Toronto after 15 years. After the grand success in Pakistan, UAE, UK and 8 back-to-back concerts in USA, Rehan Siddiqui and GOTV presents Junoon Comeback Tour. Friday, November 1st, CAA Center, Toronto. Tickets available online, Suleika and Hangama City.
This is Rehan Siddiqui presenting the Junoon Comeback Tour. Only one show in Canada and that also in your city, Toronto. For group tickets, meet and greet, you can call me at 713-545-4115. Aap apni tickets ko select bhi kar sakte hain by going online to ticketmaster.ca. Toronto, don't miss the only show in Canada. An event by Extreme Media.
ਸੋਡੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਤੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਸ਼ੋਰੂਮਸ ਵਾਲੀ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿ ਵਧੀਆ 100 ਸਾਰ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੇ ਡੈਕੋਰੇਟਿਵ ਆਈਟਮ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਰੀਜਨੇਬਲ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਤੇ ਵੇਚ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ। 4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਲਈ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਵਿਆਜ ਤੇ ਫਾਈਨੈਂਸਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ 74 ਡੈਵਨ ਰੋਡ ਜਾਂ 142 ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਰੋਡ ਸਾਊਥ ਤੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ। ਦੋਨੋਂ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਦਾ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਨੰਬਰ 9058747171।
GT20 and Bombay Sports present the great singer Guru Randhawa live in concert. 24th July, 7:30 PM at Pearson Convention Center at Steeles and Airport. Tickets start from $45. और इसके साथ GT20 टूर्नामेंट की ग्रैंड ओपनिंग हो रही है और आ रहे हैं युवराज सिंह, शाहिद अफरीदी, क्रिस गेल, वसीम अक्रम एंड लॉट मोर प्लेयर्स फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड। द क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड इज कमिंग होम। फॉर टिकट्स कॉल अमर शमसी 416-662-7861, दैट इज 416-662-7861 और विजिट ticketwindow.ca।
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਪਿੰਗਲਵਾੜਾ ਦੇ ਬਾਨੀ ਭਗਤ ਪੂਰਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੀਨ ਦੁਖੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਦੀ, ਦਇਆ ਦੇ ਪੁੰਜ, ਗਰੀਬਾਂ, ਰੋਗੀਆਂ ਅਤੇ ਨਿਆਸਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਆਸਰਾ ਬਣੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਰਪਿਤ ਪ੍ਰਦਰਸ਼ਨੀ ਅਤੇ ਪੈਦਲ ਮਾਰਚ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ। ਪ੍ਰਦਰਸ਼ਨੀ 27 ਅਤੇ 28 ਜੁਲਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਗੇਗੀ। ਪੈਦਲ ਮਾਰਚ ਸਧਾਰਨ ਪਾਠ ਦੇ ਭੋਗ ਉਪਰੰਤ 10 ਵਜੇ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਮਿਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਆਰੰਭ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ। ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰਾਂ ਸਮੇਤ ਪਹੁੰਚਣ ਦੀ ਅਪੀਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ 905-450-9664। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
ਉਹਿਪਸੇ ਡੈਂਟਲ ਕਵਰੇਜ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮਗਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਪ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਮਤ ਹੋਈਏਗਾ। ਡਾਕਟਰ ਫਿਆਜ਼ ਕੁਰੈਸ਼ੀ ਅਬ ਦੋ ਕਲੀਨਿਕ ਸੇ ਆਪਕੋ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਦੇਤੇ ਹੈਂ। ਕਿਸੀ ਔਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਜਾਨੇ ਕੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ। ਤਮਾਮ ਡੈਂਟਲ ਟ੍ਰੀਟਮੈਂਟ ਅੰਡਰ ਵਨ ਰੂਫ। ਰੂਟ ਕੈਨਾਲ, ਔਰਥੋਡੋਂਟਿਕਸ ਟ੍ਰੀਟਮੈਂਟ ਹੈ, ਬ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ ਹੈ, ਸਰਜੀਕਲ ਐਕਸਟ੍ਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਬਸ ਸਿਰਫ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਨਾਮ, ਡਾਕਟਰ ਫਿਆਜ਼ ਕੁਰੈਸ਼ੀ, ਮਿਸਿਸ ਸਾਗਮ ਔਰ ਸਕਾਰਬਰੋ। ਆਪ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਸੇ ਅਪੁਆਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਬਣਾਈਏ। ਖਵਾਤੀਨ ਕੇ ਲਈ ਪਰਦੇ ਕਾ ਖਾਸ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਔਰ ਫੀਮੇਲ ਡੈਂਟਿਸਟ 9052325678 ڈاکٹر فیاض قریشی
جی صاحب کرام ویلکم بیک اگین 6:09:17 ہماری گھڑی میں ہو چکے ہیں ماسٹر بریانی گرل کی بات کر چلو صاحب ماسٹر بریانی اینڈ گرل کراچی کی بہترین فوڈ اسٹریٹ کا مزہ جو مساگا میں نیو ان سینٹر کے فوڈ کورٹ میں ہے چاہے اگر آپ کا دل چاہ رہا ہو مڈل ایسٹرن کھانے کا یا ماسٹر بریانی کی بریانی کھائی صاحب بیف پایا باربیکیو گرل بون لیس چکن سرسوں کا ساگ और या वीकेंड पे हलवा पूरी का नाश्ता वहीं बैठ के खा सकते हैं आप, या आप घर ला के इन्जॉय करें अपने। मास्टर बिरयानी ग्रिल आपको मिलेगी 2580 शेपर्ड एवेन्यू इन मिसिसागा, ये हिरोंटारियो एंड डंडास का मेजर इंटरसेक्शन बनता है। मास्टर बिरयानी ग्रिल 9052760666 इनका फ़ोन नंबर है। और साहब जी टी ए में अगर आपने पेंटिंग करवानी हो, मीन्स के अगर आपने इंटीरियर या एक्सटीरियर पेंटिंग करवाना हो या रेजिडेंशियल या कमर्शियल पेंटिंग करवानी हो, तो भाई हम आपको नाम देते हैं हाई क्वालिटी होम पेंटिंग एट एन अफोर्डेबल प्राइस, जनाब सलीम सिद्दीकी साहब का। हाउस पेंटिंग हो, वॉल पेपर रिमूवल, स्टको रिमूवल, सीलिंग रिपेयर, ड्राई वॉल रिपेयर, क्लीन वर्क, सीनियर्स डिस्काउंट आपको मिलेगा। सलीम सिद्दीकी साहब से कॉन्टैक्ट कर लें आप 647-271-1974 इनका फ़ोन नंबर है। चलिए साहब, जैसे मैंने आपसे प्रॉमिस किया था कि हम जनाब ट्रंप साहब एंड जनाब इमरान खान साहब की जो प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस हुई थी उनकी मीटिंग के बाद, वो हम आपके लिए पेश करते हैं, उसका भी थोड़ा सा खुलासा पेश करेंगे। फिर टाइम रहा तो इंशाल्लाह बाद में इसका और खुलासा पेश करेंगे, मगर समाप्त फरमाइए जनाब ट्रंप साहब इमरान खान की बातचीत रिपोर्ट्स के साथ।
Well, thank you very much. It's my great honor to have the very popular and by the way great athlete, one of the greatest, but very popular Prime Minister of Pakistan. We have many things to discuss, military and terrorism and trade, and I think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about trade because we do very little trade with Pakistan compared to what we could be doing and should be doing when our countries really get along perfectly, and I think we're having that start. We're going to have that start. But there's tremendous upside with respect to trade. One of the things we're going to be discussing, too, is hostages, perhaps the polio vaccine, because Pakistan is one of the countries, and we'll talk about that as to, you know, what your feeling is on that. But we have a situation in Pakistan where we want to talk about the polio or the possible polio vaccine. And I think we're going to have great meetings. We're going to be spending a long time together. We have our representatives meeting right after we're finished, and we just came out, Mr. Prime Minister, with tremendous economic numbers for the United States, the best we've ever had. We have the best economy we've ever had. And I think we can shift some of that over to Pakistan. We should be doing tremendous business together. So I look forward to it.
Inshallah.
And it is an honor to have you with us. Thank you.
Well, I've been looking forward to this meeting since I assumed office as Prime Minister of Pakistan. I mean, the United States is vital for Pakistan. We have links which have gone back since Pakistan became independent. You know, we've been fighting wars together. First, Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Pakistan was a frontline state allied to the US, and then again the war on terror, which was after 9/11. So I look forward to my conversation with you.
Mr. President, Pakistan and Pakistan have been your allies for 14 years in the Afghan war. So faced terrorism, faced economic disaster and all that, and still we were taken to the court with all the accusations that Pakistan is not a responsible state. Now, while India and US have developed an alliance in the region, how, you know, you plan to, you know, foresight about the Pakistan-US relationship? How they can be strengthened with preference to India, number one. And secondly, you know, after your campaign, what kind of promises, if you are elected again, what kind of promises you are going to make?
Okay, that's a big question. That could go on for hours, that answer. I will say that we have a very good relationship with India. I know that your relationship is strained a little bit, maybe a lot. But we will be talking about India, a very big part of our conversation today. And I think maybe if we can help intercede, do whatever we have to do. But I think it's something that can be brought back together. And we'll also be talking about Afghanistan. We've reduced our number of troops there by quite a bit.
We are continuing to reduce troops in Afghanistan. We're working with Pakistan and others on getting an agreement signed, as you know. And we'll see what happens. But we will be talking about India and Afghanistan very much so.
The Washington Post is reporting today that Huawei had a relationship with North Korea to build their commercial wireless network. Have you been briefed on that? Do you have concerns?
I know all about it. I know all about Huawei, I know all about 5G, and we're working on it, and we have companies that are now getting very, very strong in that department. And we're going to have 5G, we're going to have the best 5G in the world, just like we have everything else. Our Silicon Valley cannot be competed with. There's nobody that can compete with Silicon Valley for the brain power or for what we do. And nobody was focused on 5G, but now they are. And we have great companies going into 5G, even if they don't want it to. A lot of them were very happy doing what they were doing. But now they're going, at my request, they're going into 5G. So we don't need anything from anybody. What?
The Post is reporting about Huawei's relationship with North Korea.
Well, we'll have to find out. Our relationship with North Korea has been very good. We've really established a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. I have personally. There's no rocket testing. There's no missile testing. We're getting our remains back. We got our hostages back. And we have a very, very good relationship, the two of us, and that's very important. There's been no nuclear testing. And what they're doing with 5G will be, we'll have to see. I'll find out.
This is John Zavali from Airway News TV Pakistan.
Say it again.
This is John Zavali from Airway News TV Pakistan. Lindsey Graham, when he met Imran Khan, he says, you both are kind of same personalities. You are the president who fulfilled all your promises.
I do.
And the same like Imran Khan, he is also fulfilling all his promises. So how do you see this meeting, like the same kind of person, straight to the point?
Well, I think we're going to have a great meeting today. I know that it's an important meeting. I consider this a very important meeting because I think we haven't met the potential of either country. I think the potential with Pakistan and likewise the opposite way. I think we have not even come close to meeting it. There is tremendous potential between our country and Pakistan. I think Pakistan's going to help us out to extricate ourselves. We're like policemen. We're not fighting a war. If we wanted to fight a war in Afghanistan and win it, I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to go that route. So we're working with Pakistan and others to extricate ourselves. Nor do we want to be policemen, because basically we're policemen right now, and we're not supposed to be policemen. We've been there for 19 years in Afghanistan. It's ridiculous, and I think Pakistan helps us with that because we don't want to stay as policemen. But if we wanted to, we could win that war. I have a plan that would win that war in a very short period of time. You understand that better than anybody. We've been in there not fighting to win, just fighting to. They're building gas stations. They're rebuilding schools. The United States, we shouldn't be doing that. That's for them to do. But what we did and what our leadership got us into is ridiculous. But we will, I think we'll have some very good answers on Afghanistan very quickly.
Mr. President, Jerry Nadler says the whole report laid out some high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Pakistan. Pakistani army has fought war against terror, and it has fought and gave sacrifices in protecting Pakistan and Afghanistan border as well. But Pakistan's sincerity was always doubted. Coalition support fund was suspended by the U.S. Defense Department. So at this time, when Pakistani economy is facing great trouble, are you going to restore any package for Pakistan?
So we are going to. That's right. We were paying $1.3 billion to Pakistan as aid, working up for many years. The problem was Pakistan, this is before you, Pakistan was not doing anything for us. They were really, I think, subversive. They were going against us. And this is something we'll be talking about. I ended that about a year and a half ago, the $1.3 billion. And I tell you what, to be honest, I think we have a better relationship with Pakistan right now than we did when we were paying that money. But all of that can come back depending on what we work out. We're working out things that are very important. We have a very, this, I consider this very important. We're working out things that are very, very important. And I think at the end of this, at the end of a very short time, we're going to have a very great relationship with Pakistan. And we should. It's a great country. It's a great, they're great people. I have many friends from Pakistan. Living in New York, I have a lot of Pakistani friends, I will tell you that. And they're great people. Smart. Tough. They are tough. There's no question about that. They're like him. They're tough. No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding. The Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years. And I'm doing that without the help of Congress, which makes it much tougher to do, because if they worked with us, I could get drug prices down in half. But the Democrats don't seem to care about drug prices. All they care about is a phony investigation where the report was written. It said no collusion. The report was written, and the Attorney General, based on the report, was easily able to find there was no obstruction. There's no nothing. They're wasting their time. And Robert Mueller, I know he's conflicted. He had a lot, there's a lot of conflicts that he's got, including the fact that his best friend is Comey. But he's got conflicts with me, too. He's got big conflicts with me. As you know, he wanted the job of the FBI director. He didn't get it. And we had a business relationship where I said no. And I would say that he wasn't happy. Then all of a sudden he gets this position. But you know what? He still ruled, and I respect him for it. He still ruled. No collusion, no obstruction. And this thing should have ended a long time ago. This has been going on for 2.5 years. And we're never going to allow this to happen to another president again, because most of them wouldn't be able to take it. On top of everything else, we have the strongest economy. We were just discussing this with the prime minister. We have the strongest economy that the United States has ever had. We have the highest stock market yesterday, literally, the highest stock market we've ever had on Friday, Thursday. We've broken the record, I think, 109 times for our highest stock market. But on, I believe, Thursday of last week, we hit the all-time highest in the history of our country. Our country is doing phenomenally well. Unemployment is the lowest in 51 years, soon to be the lowest in history, if it keeps going this way in a short period of time. Black, Hispanic, Asian unemployment, the lowest in history. Women, the lowest in 72 years. Nobody has ever done what we've done. Nobody's done in 2.5 years what we've done. The biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cuts in history, so many things for health care. We got rid of the individual mandate, which was the worst part of Obamacare. And what it going to end up, if we end up winning the House back, we keep the presidency, we should keep the Senate, we should keep the presidency, I would think easy, when you have the strongest economy in the history of our country, and somebody's going to run against that particular president, even though in this case it's me. In theory, I have a big advantage. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask you. But in theory, I have a big advantage. So a lot of great things are happening. But the Democrats, they don't want to talk about that. They want to stay off the economy subject. And what they're doing is just hearing after hearing after hearing. It's nonsense, okay? They tried an impeachment vote, and they got slaughtered last week. They got absolutely slaughtered. It was the most ridiculous. I didn't even know they were going to do it. And I'll tell you, just in finishing, I have a lot of respect for the Democrats, because most of them voted against impeachment last week. And I have a lot of respect for those Democrats that did that, because they're doing the right thing for the country. No collusion. No obstruction. Okay. Yeah, we're talking about it. Secretary Mnuchin is talking about it. We're having very good talks with the Speaker of the House, with Nancy Pelosi. We're having very good talks with Chuck Schumer, and of course with Mitch McConnell and Kevin. We are Kevin McCarthy. We are, I think, doing very well on debt. If you look at debt limit, however you want to define that, but we're doing very well on that, and I think we're doing pretty well on a budget. Very important that we take care of our military. Our military was depleted
And in the last 2.5 years, we've undepleted it, okay, to put it mildly. We have made it stronger than ever before. We need another big year. So we had $700 billion. We had then $716 billion. And this year we're going to be asking for a number slightly larger than that. We're putting our military back into a shape that it's never been in before. New, the best missiles in the world, the best equipment in the world, the best military equipment of all. We're building submarines, the finest. Nobody can even think about competing with what we're building. We're building, as you know, new submarines. We have a new aircraft carrier coming online. It's the largest ship in the world. It's so large that maybe I could even land a plane on top of it, okay? But it's a big one. President Gerald Ford. It's a phenomenal ship. So what we're doing is incredible things for our country. And you're just about, and I might say this about the military equipment. It's all made in the USA. Everything, 100%. It's all made in the USA, and you know, it's one of the reasons our job numbers probably are so good. Lowest unemployment. Yeah.
Mr. President, will you be visiting Pakistan as you describe Pakistan as a great country? So he will be definitely extending your invitation. So would you be visiting Pakistan?
Well, I can't say that yet because so far he has not extended me an invitation. And after today's meeting, maybe he won't, but I have a feeling he might. Yes, I'd love to go to Pakistan.
Mr. President,
Pakistan.
Mr. President, yes, please. Faisal Salimi here from Pakistani news channel Aftar. Is there any exact date or time frame of U.S. troops withdrawal under consideration at your administration?
Are you talking about from Afghanistan?
Yes.
Yeah, we have already withdrawn quite a few, and we're doing it very slowly, very safely, and we're working with Pakistan and with, as you know, we're negotiating with the Taliban, and we are doing, I think, very well in that regard. Again, it's something that we could do. We could go one of two ways. We could do a number the likes of which they've never seen before and win it very quickly. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because you're talking about millions of people, and I don't want to do that. And we're working with Pakistan on getting a solution. And I think it's being worked very well. Wouldn't you say so?
So we choose their election day in Afghanistan?
Well, I don't know. We're moving a lot of them out. And we've done what we were supposed to do. We've been there for 19 years, and we've acted as policemen, not soldiers. And again, if we wanted to be soldiers, it would be over in 10 days, 1 week to 10 days, if we wanted to. But I have not chosen that. Why would we kill millions of people? It wouldn't be fair. In terms of humanity, it wouldn't be fair. So we're doing very well, and I think that Pakistan is going to be a big help.
جی سامع اکرام، ابھی آپ سن رہے تھے جناب پریزیڈنٹ آف یونائٹڈ اسٹیٹس ٹرمپ صاحب اینڈ پرائم منسٹر آف پاکستان عمران خان صاحب کے ساتھ جو پریس کانفرنس ہوئی ہے، وہ پریس کانفرنس آپ سماعت فرما رہے تھے. اس کی آدھا حصہ ہم آپ کو تھوڑی دیر بعد سنوائیں گے، مگر بھائی بغیر اسپانسرز کے تو ہم کہیں بھی نہیں جا سکتے. تو پہلے اسپانسرز کے پیغامات، پھر پروگرام میں واپس آئیں گے. 4166201778 ہمارا فون نمبر ہے.
Don't worry, hun kam aunge Walia Traffic Legal Service de Mr. RS Walia. Careless driving, seat belt, drunk driving ya fir red light, traffic di kise vi ulanghna vich phas gaye ho ta Mr. RS Walia.
Sare Southern Ontario vich sevaan layi
corner of Steels and Kennedy in Brampton, nave bane plaza de vich
9054542112
9054542112 RS Walia.
Dr. Padmaja, family in cosmetic dentistry, experienced and caring dentist Dr. Padmaja. Daant niklwana ho, crown hemorrhages hain, filling ya phir root canal. Tamam insurance plans ko accept karti hain. Aasan weekend ya phir sham ki appointment. Seniors ke liye discount, get the smile you have always dreamed of. In Scarborough, Dr. Padmaja, 416-299-7466. 299-7466. Dr. Padmaja, your dentist.
कहते हैं कि माया को खींचे माया करकर लंबे हाथ हैरी सॉन द मेजेस्टिक मॉर्गेजेस के साथ रेजिडेंशियल कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज रीफाइनेंसिंग आपने करनी है किसी किस्म की इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रॉपर्टी लेनी है सारे बैंकर्स और लेंडर्स के साथ डीप ताल्लुक आता है इनके आपको फाइनेंसिंग का बंदोबस्त भी हो जाएगा और चार्जेस भी कोई नहीं देने पड़ेंगे हैरी सॉन जी बड़ी कमाल की तिकड़म लड़ा सकते हैं बस आप कॉल कर लीजिए और पैसे का रेंज हो जाएगा $228 से $1,000 महीना कैसे बचा सकते हैं कॉल हैरी सॉन Now 647-228-1000 Harry Sond of Majestic Mortgages. Mohammed Sadiq All Debt Solutions Certified Credit Counselor Free Debt Assessment Consumer Proposal Debt Settlement Reduce or Eliminate Interest Charges from your credit cards Pay your debt with one affordable monthly payment Stop collection call Avoid bankruptcy Start saving for your future Mohammed Sadiq Certified Credit Counselor 416-671-0577 671-0577
रूबी ज्वेलर्स खुशी के मौके पर गोल्ड और डायमंड की खरीदो फरोख्त में 28 साल से रूबी ज्वेलर्स आपके फैमिली ज्वेलर्स डायमंड इयर रिंग्स बैंगल्स डायमंड रिंग्स इन प्लैटिनम साइज लेने से मेकिंग और डिलीवरी तक आपकी सेटिस्फेक्शन की गारंटी पाकिस्तान दुबई सिंगापुर इंडिया दिलकश डिजाइन कंगना बिंदिया झूमर 7080 एयरपोर्ट रोड रूबी ज्वेलर्स गोल्ड या डायमंड की खरीदारी में क्वालिटी के जामिन रूबी ज्वेलर्स 905-677-6888 Ruby Jewelers
Asian Food Center 905-793-1338 आपके किचन की तमाम जरूरियात एक ही छत तले फ्रूट्स एंड वेजिटेबल्स ग्रोसरीज एंड स्टेबल्स ब्रेड डेयरी एंड एग बेवरेज एंड कन्फेक्शनरी ब्रांडेड फूड्स पर्सनल केयर एंड हाउसहोल्ड स्वीट्स एंड समोसास ऑर्डर नाउ फॉर इन स्टोर फ्री पिकअप 905-793-1338 एशियन फूड सेंटर एशियन फूड सेंटर
हफ्ते के सातों दिन खुलने वाली मैकेनिकल शॉप ब्राइट ऑटो सर्विस कोई भी मेक या कोई भी मॉडल अगर आपकी गाड़ी में खराबी हो जाए तो ले आइए ब्राइट ऑटो सर्विस पर गाड़ी की डिटेलिंग या फिर रस्ट प्रूफिंग सिर्फ और सिर्फ $50 में तशरीफ लाइए ब्राइट ऑटो सर्विस 8 स्ट्रैटन एवेन्यू ब्रैम्पटन एडवांस एंड डिक्सी के कॉर्नर पर 905-790-0019
शाहजी रेक्सडेल हुंदे पे लेनी हो सोनाटा एलेंट्रा या फिर 200 पे जल्दी से शाह अहमद को अभी फोन मिला लो रे क्योंकि शाहजी अब रेक्सडेल हुंदे पे
कारों के जादूगर शाह अहमद अब रेक्सडेल हुंडे पर हैं और शाहजी से बेटर प्राइस और सर्विस आपको कहीं नहीं मिलेगी कॉल करो 416-817-2720
क्योंकि शाहजी रेक्सडेल हुंडे पे
वेलकम बैक टू रेडियो साजो आवाज एंड 6:32 और 40 सेकंड हमारी घड़ियों में हो चुके हैं सब हम आपको लिए चलेंगे कहाँ ले जाना है हमने भाई अगर आपने अभी बकरीद भी आने वाली है शादी ब्याह का ही मौसम है आजकल अगर आपने फॉर्मल इनफॉर्मल शादी के जोड़े शादी की शॉपिंग करनी हो तो हम आपको सिर्फ और सिर्फ एक ही नाम देते हैं ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम का ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम की सफिया मेरे साथ हैं आज भी सफिया मेरे साथ मैंने कहा अटक गई सफिया अस्सलाम वालेकुम रहमतुल्लाह कैसी हैं आप
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आप कैसे हैं
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह बताइए जरा हमें ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम के बारे में
जी बिल्कुल थैंक यू फॉर द नाइस इंट्रोडक्शन तो ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम्स इज अ डिजाइनर बुटीक और हम यहाँ लोकेटेड हैं 3180 रिजवे ड्राइव पे यूनिट्स 39-40 इन मिसिसागा सो वी आर राइट एट द बॉर्डर ऑफ मिसिसागा एंड ओकविल और वी कैरी अ वाइड वैरायटी ऑफ कलेक्शंस यहाँ पे हमारे पास फॉर्मल्स होते हैं ब्राइडल वेयर ग्रूम्स वेयर मेन्स वेयर चिल्ड्रंस वेयर कैजुअल्स पार्टी वेयर हमारे पास लूज मटेरियल भी बहुत होता है तो people come specially to buy jamawar, chiffon, matching ke liye aapko koi cheez chahiye to hamare paas available hota hai.
Loose and, material kya aisi material pada hua hai zameen pe? Loose material?
Zameen pe to nahi, hopefully not. But yeah, nahi, loose material isliye main kehti hu kyunki jo hai it's you know ya to aapko jamawar mein milega ya phir plain colors mein aapko milenge solid colors. So it's you can make anything out of it. Usme suits ban jate hain ya phir lining ka material hai to usko hum aapko cutting karke dete hain according to how much you need. So ye bhi ek facility hai. Hamare paas laces bhi hote hain agar aapko trimmings chahiye kapdon pe lagane ke liye, dresses pe lagane ke liye, to give it a nice decent finishing. So ye bhi ek option hai hamare paas.
Tailoring ka bhi intezam hai aapke paas?
Tailoring ka bhi intezam hai ji, we do. We have very nice tailors here. If you need a full suit stitched, if you need gharara, lehenga, is tarah ki cheeze bhi hamare paas stitching hoti hai, blouse, sari, aur agar aapne koi minor alteration bhi karwani hai to wo bhi ho jati hai.
Dulhan dulha ke liye kya hai aapke paas?
Ji, dulha dulhan ke liye, dulhe ke liye we have sherwani aur jo hai uska agar aapne pura set aapne pasand kar liya hai to wo hota hai hamare paas khule, you know, the turban aur jo shoes hote hain dulhe ke, aur dulhan ke liye we have lehenge, hamare paas gowns bhi hai, very nice variety, and aajkal mein aaye and you'll get a good deal. Inshallah, aaj, in fact, shaadiyon ka mausam bhi hai, and we are, actually we also, I wanted to mention that we also received a nice shipment of saris, aur do come in and see Banarsi wale, chiffon ki, usme silk ki bhi hai, and we also received some very nice heavy party wear shipment, usme unstitched dresses hai, and you can get them tailored according to your measurements, so lots of options.
Last of options. Mardon ke liye kya hai wo? Ye bhi to bata dein kuch.
Ji ji, mardon ke liye bilkul, we have a shalwar kameez ka aapko set mil sakta hai, or you can get thoda sa fancy suit bhi milta hai, casual bhi hai, and you can also get a kurta only if you need. Waistcoats bhi hote hai, and also for boys we have stuff as well. Same thing, fancy bhi hai or casual bhi hai. Or in fact boys ke waistcoats bhi hai hamare paas.
क्या बात है जी. सामिन आपने पहुंचना है कहाँ पर? ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम पर. सफिया जी से या मिसेज राणा से मुलाकात करें. इफ़ नॉट दी ओल्डेस्ट, वन ऑफ दी ओल्डेस्ट, एंड उसके साथ साथ सब वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट शोरूम आपको नज़र आएगा यहाँ पर बुटीक का. एंड आप पहुँचिए ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम पर, सफिया से मुलाकात करें. 3180 रिजवे ड्राइव इन मिसागा पे आपने पहुँचना है. फ़ोन नंबर नोट कर लें, 905-569-1515, ओरिएंटल कॉस्ट्यूम का फ़ोन नंबर है. सफिया बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया आपका.
थैंक यू, थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग मी.
आई डिडंट गिव यू हार्ड टाइम, डिड आई?
नहीं नहीं, नॉट एट ऑल. बस आपने थोड़ा पहचानने में थोड़ी सी प्रॉब्लम हो गई, लेकिन दैट्स ओके, इट हैपेंस.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Safiya.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Safiya साहब ने आपकी मुलाकात करवाई. चलिए साहब, शुक्रिया पाकिस्तान. समाप्त फरमाइए राहत फतेह अली खान साहब की आवाज में. वाकई शुक्रिया पाकिस्तान.
नाम वतन का गले लगा के हर मुश्किल से हाथ छुड़ाते तेरे सारे ख्वाब बचा के बस इतना कह दे रहा है या पाकिस्तान पाकिस्तान शुक्रिया मुस्कुरा
से पहले पाक लगा के बस इतना कह मेरा ये
शुक्रिया पाकिस्तान पाकिस्तान शुक्रिया मुस्कुरा पाकिस्तान पाकिस्तान मुस्कुरा लगा के जिस जिस बात में तू रहता है दिल से हर वो बात लगा के बस इतना कह मेरा ये
शुक्रिया पाकिस्तान पाकिस्तान शुक्रिया मुस्कुरा पाकिस्तान पाकिस्तान मुस्कुरा शुक्रिया
शुक्रिया पाकिस्तान।
डॉक्टर मुजीब काजी आपके फैमिली डेंटिस्ट, दांत निकलवाने हैं, लगवाने हैं, क्राउन्स हैं, ब्रिजेस हैं, इवन अगर इम्प्लांट्स या ब्रेसेस लगवाना चाहते हैं तो ब्रैम्पटन में हैंसन और क्वींस के इंटरसेक्शन पे और अब सिग्मा डेंटल क्लिनिक विलियम्स पार्कवे एंड क्राइसलर के इंटरसेक्शन पे बेहतरीन डेंटिस्ट तमाम इंश्योरेंस प्लान को एक्सेप्ट करते हैं। अपॉइंटमेंट बनाइएगा, साजो आवाज का हवाला देके डिस्काउंट हासिल कीजिएगा। डॉक्टर मुजीब काजी आपके फैमिली डेंटिस्ट 9054578661।
एशियन फूड सेंटर इंडियन कैनेडियन साफ सुथरी ग्रोसरी दे नाल
कारकार विच मशहूर हो चुकिया एशियन फूड सेंटर हमेशा सस्ते रेट ते वधिया सेवावां देण लई वचनबद्ध है।
अपने एरिया विच पेंदे किसे भी स्टोर विच जाओगे तो जरूर बचत पाओगे।
वधेरी जानकारी लई एशियन फूड सेंटर दा इक्को इक नंबर याद रखो 416-740-3262।
एशियन फूड सेंटर 416-740-3262।
कैनेडियन इमिग्रेशन के कवानीन वक्तन फवक्तन तब्दील होते रहते हैं, जिसके लिए जरूरी है कि आपके इमिग्रेशन का केस माहिराना तरीके से अप्लाई किया जाए। मेरा नाम यास्मीन तैयबी है और हमारी फर्म हर तरह के केसेस, चाहे वो स्किल्ड वर्कर हो या बिजनेस क्लास, फैमिली क्लास, स्पॉन्सरशिप हो या विजिटर वीजा, कामयाब तरीके से सबमिट करती है। हमारा सक्सेस रेट बहुत अच्छा है। हमारे लॉ ऑफिस में ऑसबर्न बार्नवेल बैरिस्टर एंड सोलिसिटर हैं, जो डिपोर्टेशन रुकवाने और कैनेडा रेवेन्यू एजेंसी के पेचीदा केसेस करने में 25 साल तजर्बा रखते हैं। आप मुझसे 9055130012 पर रابطہ कर सकते हैं।
जी साहब कराम, वेलकम बैक टू रेडियो साजो आवाज। 6:42:44 हमारी घड़ियों में हो चुके हैं और मैं सोचा कि भाई जो इनकी प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस थी जनाब प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स जनाब ट्रंप साहब और प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ पाकिस्तान जनाब इमरान खान साहब की एक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस हुई है पाकिस्तान, मेनली पाकिस्तान मीडिया है वहाँ पर एंड उनसे जो लोकल मीडिया भी है मगर मेनली पाकिस्तान मीडिया एंड उनसे जो बातचीत हुई है जनाब ट्रंप साहब एंड इमरान साहब की, आइए उसका बकिया हिस्सा सुनते हैं और पूरा में वापस आएंगे, फिर इंशाल्लाह ताला आपकी कॉल्स भी लेंगे। बहुत सारे लोगों ने कॉल किए कि भाई हमारी कॉल्स लें आप। यस यस, आपकी कॉल्स लेंगे, ज़रूर लेंगे साहब, आपकी कॉल्स लेंगे। आप ही का रेडियो स्टेशन है एंड आपके बगैर तो रेडियो स्टेशन कुछ भी नहीं है, तो आपकी कॉल्स क्यों नहीं लेंगे हम, ज़रूर लेंगे। मगर थोड़ा सा ये इनकी बातचीत हो जाए ना, तो बातचीत सुन लें इनकी, इसके बाद हम आपकी दुनिया से आपकी बातचीत करवाएंगे।
What role do you see for India in
Afghanistan?
What role do you see for India in Afghanistan? And Mr. Prime Minister, same question to you. What does India has a role to bring peace in Afghanistan?
You see, this is the closest we've been to
a peace deal in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And there is no military solution in Afghanistan. There is no military solution because, as Mr. President says, if you go all out military, there will be millions and millions of people who would die. So there is only one solution. And I feel, and I think we will discuss this, it's the closest we have been to a peace deal. And we hope that in the coming days, we will be able to urge the Taliban to speak to the Afghan government and come to a settlement, a political solution.
And what the Prime Minister, excuse me, what the Prime Minister just said is a very big story, and that's 100% true. We've made a lot of progress over the last couple of weeks, and Pakistan has helped us with that progress. But a lot of great things are happening. A lot of things are happening for the United States, and I think a lot of great things are going to be happening for Pakistan, too, under your leadership. I really feel good.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we closer to negotiations or to armed conflict?
I think Iran doesn't know where they are. I've been watching and reading a lot of reports, and right now they're a very mixed up country. They don't know whether they're coming or going. They have tremendous problems economically. Their country's in turmoil. They're having demonstrations all over Iran. Their inflation rate's at 75%. They have a lot of problems. So whatever it is, I'm just going to sit back and wait. Let's see what happens. But I will say they are doing very poorly as a country, and we'll see what happens. We did actually, because they said no, and you know, it's a religious country or religious leaders, but they lie a lot. We did shoot down. Unfortunately, we had to shoot down a drone. The drone came down. You know how it came down, with a new technology that's actually quite amazing. But we took down one of their drones. Instead of saying, yeah, that happened, they lie. They say it didn't happen. So we have, there's a lot of proof. It's called, take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know. But we took down a drone. I think very importantly, I read a report today about CIA. That's totally a false story. That's another lie. They put out propaganda. They put out lies. I don't think Pakistan would ever do a thing like that, right?
Pakistan, definitely not.
Pakistan never lies.
Definitely not.
But Iran does, unfortunately. So let's see what happens with Iran. We are ready for the absolute worst, and we're ready for sense, too. But we are very geared up, and if they are really the number one state of terror in the world. Now, I have to say, they pulled back because their money is running very low. The deal that President Obama made was a disaster because it was such a short term. It didn't cover ballistic missiles. And they couldn't see the important sites. Under this, you couldn't inspect the important sites. There were many things wrong. And, of course, they gave $150 billion plus $1.8 billion in green, beautiful cash. That's called many plane loads of cash. I think Pakistan would like to have some of that cash. But they gave $1.8 billion in cash, which is unthinkable. And instead of being respectful and thankful, which frankly they should have been to the United States and to President Obama for making that ridiculous deal, instead of being respectful, they put their finger up in the air, and this finger, the thumb, they put their finger up in the air and they disrespected the United States. They shouldn't have done that. That was a big mistake. One of the best things I've done is terminate that ridiculous deal. If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things. And I'll tell you, it could go either way very easily, very easily. And I'm okay either way it goes.
Mr. President,
go ahead. Are you from Pakistan?
Yeah, I'm from Pakistan.
Good. I want a couple of Pakistani reports.
Yeah.
I like them much better than our reports.
Question. 92 News, Khurram Shahzad. Question is, what do you think Pakistan could not deliver in 18 years? And you have so much hope now that it could deliver. What are those things that Pakistan...
You mean what they
now?
Didn't do to
they
end the war?
18 years?
Well, I don't think Pakistan... Look, I don't think Pakistan... respected the United States. I don't think Pakistan respected its presidents. And I think Pakistan could have done a lot. I think Pakistan could do a tremendous amount against, with respect to Afghanistan. They didn't do it, and I don't blame them because they were dealing with the wrong president. who knows? But I think Pakistan could have done. They're helping us a lot now. I think they could have helped us a lot in the past, but it doesn't matter. We have a new leader. He's going to be a great leader of Pakistan. And we have a new leader here, sort of new. I'm 2.5 years now, getting to be 3 years. Can you believe it? You're going to find time flies. But no, I think Pakistan could have done a lot, but they chose not to. And that's because they did not respect U.S. leadership. Well, I'll let you know that very quickly. I'll let you know. I mean, I'm going to know soon. It's not going to be like a long-term thing. I figure things out very quickly. So the question was, that's probably the best question you've asked in a long time. First time, she's always asking Mueller. She's been asking this Mueller thing for 3 years. It's your best question. So I have to focus on that because that's such a great question. I think Pakistan is going to do a lot. I really do. I think Pakistan is going to make a big difference. I think Pakistan will save millions of lives in Afghanistan. Because I really believe they have a power that other nations don't have with respect to Afghanistan. And I will say, as of this moment, they're working very hard and very nicely.
Mr. President, even you are protesters in Hong Kong and these ongoing protests being beaten by gangs and potentially the Hong Kong and Chinese governments sort of looking the other way, allowing these peaceful protesters to be beaten. Have you seen any of that footage? Have you been briefed on any of that?
I have. You know, I know President Xi, we're working on trade deals right now. We'll see what happens. Meantime, they're paying us billions and billions of dollars of tariffs, which is fine with me. But I know that they're working. I know that's a very important situation for President Xi. And you know, you could say what you said, but you could also say that he has allowed that to go on for a long time, and you know, it's been relatively nonviolent.
Do you believe the protesters should be allowed to protest on the streets in Hong Kong as they've been?
Well, they are. I mean, they are. I don't think China stopped them. China could stop them if they wanted. I think that, again, I'm not involved in it very much, but I think President Xi of China has acted responsibly. Very responsibly. They've been out there protesting for a long time. I've never seen protests like it where you have that many people. It looks like 2 million people. Those are big protests. But I think that I hope that President Xi will do the right thing. But it has been going on a long time. There's no question about it.
Mr. Benjamin, even your
critics. Anybody want to take a question from anybody?
Yes. Mr. President
made good remarks about Pakistan and said that Pakistan can help a lot to end the violence in Afghanistan. The dialogue process and reconciliation process. So what really Pakistan can do to bring peace, because you're also accompanied by your deputy commander general Bajwa and other security team. So what solution Pakistan, what strategy paper you have to push forward the peace and reconciliation process in Afghanistan and assurances to the U.S.?
Yes. Well, number one, this is the longest war that the United States has ever fought. It's almost 19 years. Number two, I am one of those who always believed that there was no military solution. Because anyone who knows the history of Afghanistan, you just have to look back at the history. There was always going to be a political settlement at the end. And I have to compliment President Trump, because he has now forced people to end the war, to have a settlement. And that's where I think Pakistan is playing a very important role, because Pakistan has a 1,500-mile border with Afghanistan and all the areas where the trouble is, which is the eastern side of Afghanistan. So this is a critical time. I'm looking forward to my talks with President Trump. We have our military leadership here, because this is obviously a security situation. And what we want is understanding between the two countries. I can assure President Trump that whatever we will be saying will be the apps. We will be straight with them. There will never be any question of any doubt on Pakistan's intent, because apart from Afghanistan, the country that wants peace in Afghanistan more than any other country is Pakistan, because we get directly affected by it. And Pakistan needs stability. We have had 15 years of fighting this war on terror over 70,000 Pakistani casualties, over $150 billion lost to the economy. So we desperately want peace. And I'm happy that President Trump has pushed this forward. So we hope, I'm looking forward to this talk.
Prime Minister, can you hear us?
Prime Minister,
yeah.
And apart from Afghanistan, there is a little security threat in South Asia. And that is Kashmir dispute unresolved even by the United Nations and even by the U.S., who voted in support of that resolution in the U.S. Now, are you going to make any kind of submission and intervention of President Trump? And the same question to Mr. President Trump. Is he going to play any role in that?
Okay, he's got it.
I've got a question. I will be asking President Trump. It's the most powerful country in the world, the United States. It can play the most important role in bringing peace in the subcontinent. You know, there are over a billion and a quarter people in the subcontinent. They are held hostage to the issue of Kashmir, and I feel that only the most powerful state, headed by President Trump, can bring the two countries together. From my point, I can tell you, we have tried our best. We made all overtures to India to start dialogue, resolve our differences through dialogue. But unfortunately, we haven't made headways as yet. But I'm hoping that President Trump would push this process.
So I was with Prime Minister Modi 2 weeks ago, and we talked about this subject. And he actually said, would you like to be a mediator or arbitrator? I said, where? He said, Kashmir. Because this has been going on for many, many years. I was surprised at how long it's been going on. Long
70 years.
I think they'd like to see it resolved, and I think you'd like to see it resolved. And if I can help, I would love to be a mediator. It shouldn't be. I mean, it's impossible to believe two incredible countries that are very, very smart with very smart leadership can't solve a problem like that. But if you would want me to mediate or arbitrate, I would be willing to do that.
President, I can tell you that right now, you will have the prayers of over a billion people if you can mediate and resolve this issue.
It should be resolved. So, but he asked me the same thing, so I think there's something. So maybe we'll speak to him, or I'll speak to him, and we'll see if we can do something.
Mr. President, even
because I've heard so much about Kashmir.
Yes.
Such a beautiful name. It's supposed to be such a beautiful part of the world, but right now there's just bombs all over the place. They say everywhere you go, you have bombs, and it's a terrible situation. Been going on for many years. If I can do anything to help that, let me know. Let me give you one thing on Afghanistan as an example. So a lot of you don't know this, but we dropped the largest non-nuclear bomb ever built in history. We dropped it in Afghanistan. We were getting ready to make many of those bombs. This left a hole that was, it took out a lot of the tunnels and everything else, but it left a hole in the earth that looked like the moon. It looked like a crater from the moon. Still there. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. People heard it 15 miles away. They said, what was that? It shook the earth. Non-nuclear, the largest ever made by far. And they were going to make many of them. And I said, no, we don't have to. I don't want to drop that. I don't want to do that. So many easy solutions. That's actually the easy solution. And they'd come in and they'd say, let's have peace, but you don't have to do that. I think we're going to be very successful without having to go that route, and I have tremendous confidence in the Prime Minister. Right, one or two more, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I'm going to raise the issue of Turkish Peace Treaty with Ian Khan and PM. The President to you regarding the freedom of the press in Pakistan. There are a lot of curbs on the freedom of press, on the media, on the journalists. Can you comment on that?
Go ahead.
Pakistan press, to scold Pakistan press as if there are curbs on it. Pakistan has one of the freest presses in the world. All you have to do is, since I've been the Prime Minister in the last 10 months, I mean, the criticism I have received from my own press, unprecedented. So to say that there are curbs on Pakistan press is a joke.
Wait a minute. There's no way you're treated worse than I am.
Mr. Prime Minister, you are fighting. Mr. Prime Minister,
You're going to have to speak because I didn't hear your words.
Yes. Question was, are you going to raise the issue of freedom or release of Dr.
Freedom of the press? We will do that. We're talking about hostages. We're talking about hostages being held in various places. I've had very good luck with hostages, with North Korea, with many places. They've treated us with respect, and I appreciate it. Made a big difference. We have two or three hostages that we're talking about. That's one of the gentlemen that we have heard about. And we will be discussing that with many other subjects. Yes, we will.
And President Trump, just a minute, President Trump, we will be giving you good news about the two hostages.
Thank you,
Mr. Prime Minister. You are fighting
North Korea, sir.